With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is immediately pulling back 700 federal agents from Minnesota. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Border Czar Tom Homan said cooperation from state and local officials led to the administration's decision to reduce the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota. He said 700 of the roughly 3,000 federal officers will be withdrawn. The announcement came after President Trump seemed to signal a willingness to ease tensions in the Minneapolis and St. Paul area, especially since the second fatal shooting of a U.S. citizen by federal officers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Envoys from Moscow and Kiev meeting in Abu Dhabi for U.S. brokered talks, hoping to end the four-year war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is guardedly optimistic.
The good news is that for the first time in a very long time, we have technical military teams from both Ukraine and Russia meeting in a forum that we'll also be involved with, and our experts, Steve Woodcoff and Jared Kushner, will also be attending for part of that, and we think that's important.
Vice President J.D. Vance says U.S. wants to see a critical minerals trading bloc among allies.
The benefits will be immediate and durable.
And Vance says the bloc would use tariffs to maintain minimum prices and defense against China's stranglehold on the key elements needed for everything from fighter jets to smartphones these days.
What is before all of us is an opportunity at self-reliance, that we never have to rely on anybody else except for each other for the critical minerals necessary to sustain our industries and to sustain growth.
And Vance says the U.S.-China trade war over the past year exposed just how dependent most countries, including this country, are on the critical minerals that Beijing largely dominates. On Wall Street right now, the Dow dominates. It's up by 170 points. The NASDAQ down 350. This is SRN News. Legal experts analyzing a big jury award in New York.
A 22-year-old woman who underwent a sex change operation when she was a child has won $2 million in damages. She now regrets the surgery, and a jury agreed with her that her psychiatrist and her surgeon should not have helped her undergo the procedure. Experts say this decision could throw a chill into the entire transgender industry, which has proven very lucrative for both doctors and hospitals. Similar lawsuits are pending. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit accuses a California doctor violating Texas's pro-life laws. The complaint has been filed under a new Texas measure allowing private citizens to sue abortion pill providers for sending the drugs into the state by mail. It may be the first lawsuit of its kind since the statute took effect. The complaint accuses the same doctor who Louisiana officials tried to extradite last month for allegedly mailing abortion medications there. This is SRN News. The Winter Olympics got underway today with the first curling matches in Cortina, but came to a halt only moments later because of a power outage. Officials briefly paused the matches at the historic curling stadium when the lights dimmed and then flickered. Curlers kept sliding on the ice to try and stay ready. Fans cheered when the bright lights finally came back on shortly and the competition resumed. A Doberman pincher named Penny won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Penny bested six other finalists Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. The award is considered the most prestigious prize in the U.S. dog show world. Each dog is judged according to how closely it matches the ideal established for its particular breed. The winner gets a trophy, some ribbons, bragging rights, and this year, the distinction of winning the milestone 150th annual Westminster Show. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.